this evening. Something. Now listen to me.
Find a neighbor to face to face. My altar is calling you. All this prayer you are praying, you want it to be in vain. No. We will need to summon response from heaven. If it is true that our priesthood has power with him that resides upon the throne that is in the heavens, then we will come upon the response this evening. Oh, something will happen when men give themselves to priesthood. That's what it is. My altar is calling you. My secret place. High level sanama makamania tene manonai. Ibranene koma manatania da mamani etele sanemane koma. Somebody cry in the next 5 minutes and say, oh God, my voice has superior interface in your realm. Tani kabola kasabe. Shapata kumbra. Tatopati. Tai no pepo kota kuta papa natania. Perosa, Oh my God. Oh my God. Cry out. Bekoba.
You can do better, Kapo Papoa. Pile, 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 to that wall.
Pebro
Saba, Pebelequa, Atapapo, Tapa, 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 you can do better. Pedaqua, 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 Tapa, 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 Tapa,
is God calling you? My secret place is calling you. Your altar is your voice in the heavenly places. What is the strength of your voice in the heavenly places? Let your voice be heard loud and clear from your altar. Meneto, 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 zapata, meneto, 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 rosso, pacapa, selepe, beresete. Abaka, sapota, pacapata, pre, sapacapa, apacopatambe, papata, papata, pacopa, bracopa, bracopa, patata, patamba. Somebody pray.
Sopete, sokapa, beresombe, tarasa tabanta, tarasa tabanta, brekopa tapapa handele bora. Let the fire from your presence touch my body. Let the fire from your presence touch my body. Let the fire from your presence touch my body. It's fire. Let the fire from your presence touch my body. Let the fire from your presence coat my body. Let the fire from your presence Sapora sapatambeda. Let the fire from your presence clothe my body. Is it clothing? Let the fire from your presence touch my body. Banatwa. Let the fire from your presence touch my body. Sumate, sumate. Let the fire from your presence touch my body. Let the fire from your presence touch my body. My altar is calling you. Obo sasa, obo sasa padahata. Obo goroso sapante kete preta pahate. Lila bata, lila bata. Celebrate le boko sosa na madane. My car, let Let the fire from your presence touch my body. Let the fire from your presence touch my body. Let the fire from your presence touch my body. My altar is calling you. Oh, speak from the heavens.
Definitely the earth will hear. We are sure.
Oh, speak from the heavens.
Hey!
If you speak from the heaven,
Shopata le kopambela toa.
Oh, speak from the heaven.
No more rosate.
Oh, speak from the heaven.
It's the move of the Spirit. It's the move of God.
Hey, hey,
Borosa Panta Papahata, Penecombra.
You will not remain the same. You can't remain the same. You won't remain the same.
The hand of God will come upon your life, and even your body will begin to respond to the move of the Holy Ghost. Tangibilities of God, palpitations, as a testimony to the fact that He touched the mortal realms. Voices will be loud and clear. That you will receive thereby the authority to begin to legislate your counsel upon the territory.
Give us power with you
so that the earth will respond to the strength of our intimacy with you. Oh, that we will sit upon the throne and make decrees because of our priesthood. Let our priesthood be strong enough to grant us thrones in the high places of the earth.
Thank you.
one that doesn't have a strong altar, doesn't have a voice. All you have is just an echo. You just make noise if you don't have an altar. In the high places of the earth, men speak with the voice of their altar. How strong is your altar? My altar is calling you. We want to have power with you, oh God. Oh God. We want to have power with you. Kasuta, Rebe Kombata Hatale, Kupane, Kupane la Kapata, that we will bring discipline upon the chaos that is finding expression in our generation, that we will have the capacity to bring order, that we will have the capacity to legislate the dictates of the kingdom, the power to subdue even the wretchedness that is expressed marooting the territory without any restraint. The demons, beast of recklessness, we seek power with you that we will bring forth your kingdom. This is what we seek, oh God, an altar that abounds with a fortress so strong that the voice is loud even in the high places. High places, high places. Plant our feet again in the high places of the earth. Plant our feet and fill our mouth with words. Hey, I am drunk in the spirit now. Oh, oh, oh. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You can be seated if you can. There are high places in the earth and in the universe. In those places, sacrifices are being offered. The strength of the oppression that is found in those realms is a testimony to the strength of the altar that powers their oppression. Every high place you see in the earth, every high place you see in the universe, is a testimony to a fact that there is a priesthood that offers sacrifices upon altars. And on the strength of that altar, the high places are being erected in the spirit. And it is from there that government is brought upon territories. Everybody that finds himself under that place is under the influence of the government that is brought about by the high places that rules the territory. It does not matter what you think, it does not matter what you want. The high places navigate the desires. It is from thence that the civilization that governs the oppressions of the realm is being instigated. Every man that finds himself in that locality begins to operate by that civilization. Whether you know or not, you are subject. Until God grants us power by the reason of our priesthood, and then we arise on the wings of the spirit and find ourselves in those high places contending for government. If our feet indeed is planted in those places, and then we begin to offer sacrifices, and then our priesthood begins to gain strength and power. A time will come from your altar, you will begin to legislate. It will be true that even though you are sitting physically with men, that your feet is planted in heavenly places. The decrees from your altar begins to have effect in the territory, because where you are sitting according to the mortal realm is seen as the high places. That's where men rule from. The script spoke about a king, and he said that this king did not follow the way of Jeroboam, but he said he still left the high places of Baal. As long as the high places of Baal is still around, then the rule that we think we have, we don't have it indeed. Because that civilization that is born out of those high places will still continue to navigate the desires of men. They will make projections, and men will become subject to them, because that is where the decrees that govern the territory begins to find expression. It is true that we lay hold on God and then have power with him. And then he begins to give us thrones in places where we can see it, and our world is with power. And we will bring government by the transformation that is in our soul, and by the alignment that we have gained according to what we have perceived that God wants to do in our time, in our generation. We will not see it and see Satan take over the... No! My altar will cry! My secret place. Satan has stayed too long in your family. He has stayed too long. He has not balanced. What he didn't know is that a man will arise, and in his days he will have power, and then he will sit in high place. You will be given seat among them that rank in the spirit. And God will take occasion based on your engagement in priesthood to begin to bring a new life and effulgence into the territory, something we have never seen before, to counter everything that Satan has released, and through it is manipulating the destiny, manipulating the outcome of things. Haven't you noticed that there is an obvious manipulation of the outcome of things? Things we expect to come out some certain ways, at some certain seasons we expect this to happen, certain seasons let the society turn out this way, yet it doesn't happen. It is a testimony to the fact that there is a governing realm. We must find ourselves there. That is your reality. And the difference between your position in Christ Jesus and where you have found yourself operating is traced to the strength of your priesthood.
When a man gives himself to priesthood, then he will begin to live the experience of the things that are classified in the scripture as facts. The facts of the scripture will continue to be a fact in the text until a man begins to give himself to priesthood. And then on the basis of priesthood, he will begin to have the experiences of the scripture. If you don't give yourself to priesthood, you will never have the experiences of the scripture, because it is in the journey that you begin to find yourself into the organic dimensions of God. That is where you are drawn by the intimacy thereof into the very chamber of God, and he begins to open his heart to you and show you the secrets with which he rules the universe. How was he able to hold the earth without any suspending pillar? He said that he kept them, I kept them by the word of my power. Men need to get to that place where the word of their power will suspend and keep things. The people will know why the things are like this. They will know it is the word of a man's power that kept it like this. Elijah said, if there shall neither be dew nor rain according unto my word. This is a man that understood that you can hang anything on the word and it will stand. See, I'm not standing with you here. Ah! Oh, mahasisa. Pere so 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 ma mahasa pero. So 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 fa fa ha ta sisa na pa. If my people will seek me, I will hear them and grant them their heart desire. If they will seek me, I will hear them and bring them to high places in me. This is his announcement, said the Lord. This is his announcement, said the Lord. If you will seek him, he will show you. Oh my God, the glory of God is so strong. Oh my. The scripture said, let me just make this point and then we go to our teachings today. In the book of Psalms chapter 110 and verse 1, the scripture says, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou my right hand until you make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send forth the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Say, rule thou in the midst of thy enemies. This is a testimony of government. If a man intends to bring the government of God upon a territory, upon a sphere of influence, then he must understand the philosophy, the pattern that God has set in place in the kingdom, so that by that process and pattern you can be able to bring the rule and bear of God upon that territory. He said, I will stretch forth rod of my strength, and on that basis there is a holy decree that comes forth as a result of the spirit being stretched forth from Zion. He said what? Ruda. Anytime the Holy Ghost begins to find expression in strange realms amongst us, the testimony to the fact is that we begin to see the rulership of the kingdom. Until the Holy Ghost moves, God doesn't move. Yes, God works as long as the Holy Spirit is working. So whatever it takes, whatever price, what all you need is to get the Holy Ghost on the scene, then all of the things that we think is a challenge, no matter how deep the darkness that Satan has brought is, no matter how it seems the thing is impossible, no, the Holy Ghost brooded upon the face of the deep. And on that account, the scripture said, and God said, and when God spoke, the chaos became something that is beautiful, so much so that when God finished creation, he said that he looked upon them and said that it is what? Good. How can God put hands on chaos? And when he is through with chaos will become something that he himself testified and said that it is what? Good. It is because of something. There is a prerequisite ministry that takes place before the word of the Father begins to go forth to bring shape to that which is in his heart. And that ministry is called the ministry of the Holy Ghost. That is why the scripture said in the book of Psalm chapter 110, he said that he will stretch forth the rod of his strength out of where? Zion. The testimony of that rod coming out of Zion is that we'll begin to see the rule of Zion upon many places of the earth. He said what? Rule thou.
A man that has found how to rule in his faith is a man that doesn't know the Holy Ghost enough. When you know him, he will establish you as king. He will establish you as an emperor. He will establish you as a prince over your own household. So thy people shall be willing. When? Thy people shall be willing in the days of your power. If there is anything that I've not submitted to what you think God expects out of your life, the prophecies that has gone forth, the testimony of the scriptures, if there is a lie in your life that we have seen as a result of the fact that he has not lined up with the testimony that is found in the scripture, are you with me? The fact can be traced to what the scripture said here. He said, in the days of thy power. Many things will never be willing to submit until the days of thy power. On the days of your power, many things will not submit. And Satan is a rebel. He knows many things are yours. Are you with me? In fact, all things are yours. He knows. The question is, how will he allow you to enjoy all things that is yours? He will have to put up a fight. But the scripture says, when he that is stronger than him comes, he will spoil him. How strong are you? We need to gain strength in the days of your power. Many things will not be prayer point again. In the days of your power, prayer points reduces, because in those days you have become an answer. Are you with me? Oh, speak from the heavens and the earth. We hear. Oh, speak from the heavens and the earth. We hear. Oh, speak from the heavens and the earth. We hear. Oh, speak from the heavens and the earth. We hear. Oh, speak from the heavens and the earth. We hear. Oh, speak from the heavens and the earth. We hear. Oh, speak from the heavens. Ah, Jesus. Men, their voice is so loud that even if they cry from hell, they will be heard. In the heaven, they will be heard. Even if it's from hell they cried, they will be heard. That is the strength of their altar. What voice do you have in the heavenlies? The structure of creation is such that the heavenlies control the activities that take place on the earth realm. So men that rule are men that have authority and government from the heavenlies. A man can sit here and from his altar. There is no rule without priesthood. In fact, the next verse said, the Lord has sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. He needed to make this statement so that you understand. You can read the three first verses and then you jump out, not knowing that those three verses is predicated on verse 4. There is a certain priesthood that have the capacity to release the eternal power of God, that is the Holy Ghost, the priesthood after the order of Melchizedek. The priesthood after a life that never dies. Whenever he finds himself in a region, whether it be the regions of hell, whether it be the regions of death, he will begin to walk. It's only a matter of time, and that which has been lost will be found. It's only a matter of time, and that whence hope has been lost, hope will come back again. Is the Holy Ghost working? That is the question you ask. Is the Holy Ghost working? If he's working, nothing is lost. Let's get the Holy Ghost to work. The Holy Ghost is working. Then there is no despondent circumstance. There is no issue that needs to bring frustration to you. There is no case that is lost. If the Holy Ghost is working, the Holy Ghost is working. My secret place. Let your secret place have so much strength that when you cry, God will suspend everything he's doing. The tone of your cry is distinct. Even if 1 million people cry, short is the intimacy that you have entered with God. That when you cry, your distinct cry, we evoke a response from him. David said, from the depths of the earth have I cried to you, O God. My secret place. Borana. Borosante Babahatande. Kenetendorosa Savahata. Sasavahata. Retokomata Sambre. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Scripture said that Satan is come down with great wrath. That was not where the scripture stopped. He said, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. And I became bothered. I said, how did God leave us to Satan on this earth? What did he expect us to do? Until I found out. Until I found out that even though we are in this world, we are not of this world. Our headquarters is in heaven. We operate in this realm in representative capacity. When we fulfill our capacity and stature in God, the testimony of our ministry is captured in a word that is called ambassador. It is ambassadorial capacity that we are expressing on the face of the earth. So anytime we appear, our strength is traced to the fact that we have constant and unabridged connections with our headquarters. As long as we have that connection with our headquarters, many things will become correct in our life. When we come, we gain ascendancy in the spirit. The reason and purpose for that ascendancy is that every resource, every activity that comes out after them can be said to come from God himself,
because it is like a river that issued out of the east gate.
Have you seen the testimony of the anointing that flowed out of the temple that was in the book of Ezekiel?
He said that I saw from the east gate. It was cascading and diffusing.
It will be true in those days that your life can be the substance that powers your life cannot be traced to anything that is natural. On those days, there is nothing that Satan brings that can bring you down. Do you know why Satan can bring men down?
He still there are many things men built with the flesh, with self, with the world, with the earth. So when he touches them, it can bring them down. It can make you despondent. It can make you lose your joy. It can make you lose your peace. You still build a lot with the flesh.
If you build a lot with the flesh, Satan can steal your joy.
We are able to touch a few things.
Join me in the next 20 minutes. We're able to touch a few things as it pertains to deliverance ministry. We want to continue because the Lord impressed it in my heart that beyond what we are doing here, we are trying to bring a curriculum for the body of Christ. There are many people that don't know. And these are basic stuff, the basic things concerning these matters. And it is obvious because of the consistent abuse in one side and the consistent ignorance. You see? And according to the testimony of Paul, one of the things we found out is that for we to do things accurately in the kingdom, there is a necessity for us to be educated. Amen. So we are able to touch a few things. In fact, we have touched a lot of things. In case I forget, by tomorrow, you can send all of your questions concerning this matter of deliverance. I will prefer if it is touching the things we have touched already. But any aspect, if you are following us online, you can drop your questions on our broadcast page or send it to the mail address or phone number that will be sent there. And then if you are here physically, you drop your questions, it will be compiled. Are you with me? Then we'll handle it by tomorrow. But I think we have addressed most of the matters. We were able to do a few things. Why deliverance ministry, crash course in demonology, the three dimensions of deliverance of the spirit, soul, and body, how to identify demonic presence and oppression. Today, we'll look into, if we have time, we'll look into two things. But let's start with one. See, let me tell you. Now, for every human being, you need to understand that Satan is not the one that created you. Satan is not the one that created any human being. And on that basis, are you with me? There is an extent to which he can lay claim to you. There is no human being that Satan can totally lay claim to. It is on that basis that I say that there is nothing like an issue total possession. It is not possible. Even for an unbeliever. Yes. Even for the Gadarene. Imagine that case. In our time, we would have lost hope. But the issue is actually probably that we have not found a man with sufficient authority and understanding of that realm to be able to bring deliverance for that man. Are you with me? But when Jesus appeared on that coast, the scripture says the man ran and bowed and worshipped him. You see it? So irrespective of the fact that people has
giving him up to the devils. In fact, they gave him a territory.
You are the one that owns this place. Are you with me?
Now, even that, as Jesus needed to make that point, that no matter how much you think Satan has possessed a man or has worked in the life of a man, it is simply because Jesus has not been brought into that life sufficient enough to minister the requisite deliverance. Are you with me? When the measure of God that it takes to bring restoration is brought into that life, it will come. There is no lost case. That is what Jesus needed to prove that point. That no matter the case, in fact, are you with me? Follow me. That type of deliverance, if somebody can deliver you from sin and death, are you with me? Then there is no other deliverance that is bigger than it. If there is a possibility of delivering somebody from sin and death, then there is possibility of delivering somebody from any other thing. Because the challenge, the problem of man is sin and death. That is the problem of man. And that is the problem that Jesus came to solve. In the solving of that problem is the solving of many other problems. Are you with me? Because all of other problems came as a result of this first problem. Are you with me? So, the operations of demons, even in an unbeliever or a believer, is simply traced to the fact that that person knowingly or unknowingly gave Satan space to begin to afflict, oppress, and begin to control his or her life. Are you getting the point now? This is, I'm just trying to make a point that originally, in God's mind, Satan doesn't own anybody. He lacks that capacity. If Satan owned anybody, then the deliverance ministry is a lie. And anybody that believes that every human being is God's, is created in God's image, that doesn't believe in deliverance ministry, then that person, I don't understand. Well, I will agree if you don't agree with some of the questionable practices. Are you with me? But the reality, no. What happened to man when man fell? He needed deliverance as soon as he sinned. As I told you, the first layer of deliverance is what happened to you when you got born again. Yes, that's the first layer of deliverance. That is the most important deliverance. But if that is what I'm saying, if that deliverance is possible, then any other deliverance is what? Possible. And that reality, the need for that deliverance was as a result of the fact that man gave Satan foothold. Is it not true? And in the case, in the book of Genesis, the way it was manifested was such that it was through temptation. Are you with me now? It was through temptation. Satan has been hovering around, but he cannot bring his goods into your life. He could not, he was not able to bring his agenda for Adam to pass, except he finds a foothold. How does he get that foothold? He brought temptation. So as long as there is no place Satan can stand in your life, are you with me? Then there is no possibility of any demonic. It so happens that is almost hard. Even the best of people still make mistakes. Yes. Certain, you know, mistakes are in certain degrees, and those degrees, they determine the severity of the consequences. Yes, now. For example, like a man of God now, I can be so anointed. There is a young man. There is a young man that called me from a south state. Is he called or chatted me? And told me that the spirit of lust and masturbation that left him since has landed on him now. And is dragging him down. He has fasted and prayed. The thing is not going. I don't know why Satan likes to do this thing to young people. Especially the fact that he will make sure you fast and pray so that he will tell you, you don't see him now. Fasting and prayer cannot take away this one. But he is lying. 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 Now, this is the point. What caused his own circumstance is what we call trespass. Say trespass. When you exceed your region of authority, then you have trespassed. So, he went for a meeting, and the anointing was moving, 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 moving. Hey! He's a prayer distant. He move, move, move. He said, I bind all the demons that is in this territory. I stop their work. I stop them from today. Oh God, we they now chanted, pray. And he shout. Marine spirit paid him a visit. Because that is where the spirits of perversion are cooked. It so happened that he has not dealt. See, this is that's not where I want to go. But when a man is being dealt with those spirits, when they come, they build strongholds in your life. That means that there are natural defenses that you have in your soul. And those defenses go into a new layer of strength. When a man gets born again, they are now rewired with the strength of the scripture. And that is what we call transformation. I have told you that there are, because of transformation, strongholds are built in your heart. And there are many things that Satan cannot succeed in getting you to do. Is it not true? Why? Strongholds. And those strongholds is as a result of transformation. And the transformation is as a result of the truth of the scripture. Follow me now. Now, when a man gives himself to those addictions, what he doesn't know is that the thing is beyond the act. Oh no, God will forgive the act. One. Sometimes when we come for deliverance, we can cast away the spirit. Two. But there is a third one. There are defenses that is in your heart that has been battered by those actions. You don't know. Let me give you an example. Let me give you a natural example. If a young lady found a guy like this, and that guy is the first person that slept with that young lady, the tendency is that even if that young man is beating up that young lady, the lady won't go. Because there is little or nothing the lady knows except the one that that young man taught him. Huh? The capacity of that young lady to say no has been what? Weakened. So that even after counseling, we have seen it. After doing counseling for them, they will still leave and come back and cry. I don't know what happened. It is not their fault. It is as a result of the fact that they have not been built up in their soul to resist those words. Some of the guys even say that they have their mumu button. Say mumu button. You don't want to say it. You are the man of God for me. Say mumu button. It is called mumu button. Glory to God. Yes, there is such a thing as that. Is it not true? Some of you here have given somebody your mumu button. Go and collect it back. And discipline, my friend. Some of the time you need to change phone. Some of the time you stop answering call to collect your mumu button back. Let me stop here. Let me go to what I'm saying. Listen to me now. This is the point. That lady, it started with physical actions, but the words that have entered into her subconscious, the actions, the experiences, the memories, she can't shake it off. And it's the same thing with the guy, so he can't shake it off. So on that account, that has become what? A stronghold. It means that the natural capacity, the natural tendency for somebody to say no when you beat her up has gone. Are you with me?
That is what happens to somebody that has found himself in those addiction, masturbation, pornography. And your natural defense is to say no, has gone. Even if he's smoking, even if he's anything. Eh? Your natural capacity to say no has what? Gone. That is actually what is called addiction. You can say, I command you, spirit, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you jump, do leg like this. And then the demon will leave. But he knows his house is clean. Stay clean. He will still come back. And most times, as I've said, he will come with seven stronger spirits. Because he's even angry with you that you realize you want to cast me out. But if you will understand what I'm teaching you now, you will not just walk, keep set and far away. You will help thousands. There is a beast we saw. When my sister saw that beast, that is the beast that powers recklessness and iniquity. Some of the things we teach here, we don't teach it because we want to. No. We are trying to answer the question of a generation. Bring the solution to the problem of our generation. This is, you think, if all of the people we are seeing, they are inside this trouble. 80% of the people we are seeing, is their life is manipulated by demons. The fact that they don't know is even empowered those demons. Is this where you are supposed to be? What caused it? Because you are a good, how can you be a good person doing all you are supposed to do and your life is still manipulated out of context? You have not told yourself the truth. Meanwhile, sometimes you are a believer. So you now begin to wonder, why am I a believer? And that's the reason is what I'm trying to show you now. Are you with me? Pray in the spirit. 1 minute. Say, Jesus, open my eyes. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. I don't want to be blind. Hey! Bamaha sosa la baboko bodo sosa. Leverete sesemante liakum rada. Neto rosso samante braka pataka menadeli. Jada baroso samande brena babahata kambre. Zanemonta krata babora satamande brede benetelia. Mande breto boboko sonda brada bata kambra da batala. Nende beleto boko bonda da brata bababarata babana. Embre komanaha satabante rebedoko sadamande. Birata babaranta brako pata kambre de benedelia. Lantoro domo sota kambra da babanada. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. So we'll start today with the sub that we titled Demonic Footholds and Entry Points. I want to show you a place in the scripture to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, 26 and 27. If you are there, read for me. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Okay, let me read because of time. The scripture said, be ye what? And what? Sin not. Let not, say let. Follow the scripture. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Then verse 27 is my point. Neither what? If you check it in other translation, he said, give opportunity to what? That means, what does it mean? It means that there are particular things you can do. Are you with me? You will now give place. That means the Satan is not supposed to have occasion, place, opportunity in your life. But it so happens. Are you with me? It so happens that certain actions give him that the right. He doesn't. Meanwhile, you don't know. But I've told you people that demons are extremely legalistic beings. And for you to be legalistic, that means you will have to understand the laws that govern the realm of the spirit. So there are things they know that you don't know. Let me give you a typical example. A typical, young lady that is called into ministry doesn't understand authority, doesn't even understand the implication of authority. Eh? And Satan knows. That is why 80% of them, Satan deals with them terribly. Terribly. He will so mess you up. He will so mess you up that after some time you won't even believe your calling again. Why? There are many things that you don't know that he knows. You are not skilled in the realm, in the legal realm of the spirit. Those demons are aware. Eh? You will finish. You can even be anointed and help somebody and suffer 10 times of what you helped somebody with. Why? It is because of this scripture. It said what? Give no place to the devil. The challenge is that there is a capacity to give place to the devil. And these things are in two categories. The places that are given to the devil subconsciously and unconsciously. Also, you can also consider the places that are given to the devil before you got born again and after you got born again. But meanwhile, before Satan begins to walk in such a way in a man's life, in fact, demons don't come in such a measure in a person's life until they are given permission and occasion. Are you with me? There must be a foothold, eh? An entry point. Are you with me? Some of you, you are offered to idols. Huh? Yes, now. There is an evangelist that lived with us. Huh? His own is that he reached a point, they buried him and brought him out. Is that one a human being? I don't know how he became alive. But he now became a pastor. My mother is there. Those days, in our parlor like this, he will say, I'm seeing them. There are many. We say, what is many? You won't be seeing anything, but he's seeing things. But we are trained enough on these things, even from when we were young, because of the prophetic nature of my family, to not to disregard that. We didn't disregard it, but we also know that the fault is from him. But if it's something, we say, go and take drug, go and... No, he's seeing something. Are you with me? The reason why that thing still penetrates his consciousness even after being born again is what I'm trying to show you. Are you with me now? That thing is called place. Give no place to what? Devil. As I was saying, for example, a young lady can be married to the husband or the father or whatever, and then the only recognized spiritual authority or even authority over your life is your father physically. Yes. And then you finish destroying your father, and then you went and said, I worship you, Jesus. Emoro Sosa. Oh, nothing will happen. Sometimes you enjoy the whole thing until you begin to do warfare. I have told you people that your carelessness will not be obvious until you begin to engage ministry. That is when your carelessness will be exposed. Many people are careless and they have not taken recourse to remedying the situation. Eh? And then when they came out in the open, those principalities, they don't care. They don't have shame and they don't look at faces. Some of them are wicked spirits, such that they will disgrace you to make you angry with your life. If you give them the opportunity, they will so do it. They will so do it that you'll be crying out, why am I? Is this what my father gave birth to me to do? Have you not cried that cry before? You begin to wonder, who even called me to this ministry? It seems as if I called myself. Give no place to Satan. So when you do that, these beings are legalistic. Eh? Such that when they notice that you have fought the authority that is over you, they will take occasion, because they understand that authority is superior to anointing. Yes.
That thing you did without taking a recourse to remedy has given what? So you can finish ministering under anointing and still feel depressed. Depression is as a result of spirit, very strong demonic spirit. At a higher level, they can even make you want to kill yourself. Meanwhile, those activities is not possible except with what? Give a foothold to Satan. So, meanwhile, young ladies in ministry, they don't understand it. They are, let's do ministry. Satan is waiting for you. They don't last. Any woman, go and watch all women in ministry. It is when they started teaching them authority that a few of them started lasting. They don't last. They don't last. And it seems as if it's hard for them, and Satan knows it will be hard for them. And it's the same thing for a young man too. As long as an appetite stays in you, are you with me? Satan still has a foothold. He has been searching for you everywhere. He is not getting you. But there is something you like. He began to wait for you there. Because there is still an appetite. Even if it's neutral appetite, he can still take advantage. Even if it's neutral appetite. Talk more of an appetite that lends itself. An appetite, a desire, an attitude, a character that is traced to the flesh. Whenever the flesh manifests, anytime the flesh manifests, it is always a foothold for Satan to walk. All the time. Are you with me? For example, in this case, the scripture said, be angry, sin not. It means that anger can give Satan foothold. Yes, no. There is somebody those days, if he gets angry, he will break your head. Blood will be spilling. When he now sees blood, he will now be saying sorry. I didn't do it intentionally. You know, you are the one, you pushed me to do. It's Satan that pushed you, nobody pushed you. He's a demon. Do you know the worst part? You are the one that gave that demon the foothold as a result of unresolved tendency to the flesh that is in you. Anytime Satan sees greed, he still has foothold. Sees pride, he still has foothold. Anger, he has foothold. Lust, he has foothold. Are you with me? Remember, I'm still talking about foothold though. Are you with me? Foothold is just, you just gave him front passage. You know, your front passage. You know, you are mobbing your house. And you open the door. Children that are playing, they use the leg that is dirty. And they are doing like this. In your front passage. Allow them. Just enter inside. Do you know what they will do? They will enter the parlor. I'm still saying about foothold. And I suppose that I'm talking mostly to believers. And the challenge of most believers is foothold. Meanwhile, I have even noticed from the cases that I'm seeing that some demons have entered Palo. Yes. And it's giving people inspiration and revelation. I don't want to go there. So we look into few issues that gives Satan the foothold in a man's life. Number one we are going to treat is, number one, vulnerability. Say vulnerability. Satan, demons take advantage of a vulnerable person. For example, a child. Do you know some people were children and they took you and went to the deity. They open here. Open here. Is it not true? Sometimes you see yourself lying. They don't offer you. They don't offer you. You got born again. The whole stuff was still happening. Why? Because somebody is laying claim to the patent right. Meanwhile, this stuff, are you with me? Happened when you were vulnerable. Demons always look for vulnerable cases. Yes. Even in ministry. For example, a man of God finished preaching and is tired. That's when Satan sends the strongest attack. I don't do counseling after I finish preaching. I don't try it. Even if I can, I won't. Because if you make it a habit, you might be strong for 6 days. On the 7th day, you will not. Vulnerability. Huh? For example, if somebody is raped, say rape. In that, are you with me? In that condition, the person is what? Vulnerable. And hordes of demons will take advantage of that vulnerability. Satan doesn't bother that you are vulnerable. He is that wicked. Huh? He is that wicked. In fact, you can have a challenge now. Have you even noticed? Somebody is looking for first class those days, I think in UNM. And then, somehow he missed first class by some marks. Huh? And then he didn't eat. That condition made him vulnerable. And demons of depression did not even bother to be compassionate, pity him that he failed. Somebody that is struggling from 1st year to 4th year. Let us console him. You don't know demons. They are happy with the fact that you feel pain. Yes. And they will take advantage of it and afflict you the more. Once that vulnerability finds expression in that person's life, they now take advantage. There are many ladies, because of certain encounters that they had, they never recovered from it. Young men, vulnerability. Some young men, their path in life became disfigured because of seasons of vulnerability. They found themselves in campus and boarding schools and they were raped. Homosexuality, I mean. And from this, their path became disfigured. Some of them get even born again and they cannot overcome some tendencies. They fought and fought. But the sense of vulnerability allows Satan to erect structures in their soul such that those structures have become strongholds and footholds for him to begin to operate perpetually. Remember, this happened in the seasons of vulnerability. Satan is wicked. He doesn't care that you are vulnerable. It's only God that understands your vulnerability. It's only him that has given himself to succoring your infirmities. Satan takes advantage of your infirmities. Even when you are a baby, you are a baby. Satan can take advantage of the fact that a mother wants to abort a child. Are you with me? And then enter and disfigure that child. And that oppression of demon will be so, because it started from childhood, it will be so weaved into your operational membrane that after some seasons you can even believe that this is part of your make. It's not your make, my friend. It is circumstance and conditions that predated your consciousness, your capacity to make choices about life, that put those things around your life. And because this happened in the seasons of your vulnerability, it allowed Satan, gave him the wit to have such a strong stance in your life that even when you try to break away, you cannot. Huh? This thing has happened for too long that you thought it's part of you. It can never be part of you because it can't be traced to the scriptures. Your reality in Christ rejects that experience. That sort of person needs deliverance. There are pastors that carried it into ministry and they are raping their church members one after another. They will finish and ask for forgiveness. You catch them, they cry. Eh? You begin to wonder, what is really wrong with this person? It's not as if we intentionally went into this. Something overpowered him. Some of them still walk in the anointing and in power. But in their seasons of vulnerability, they allow certain footholds. And that thing has so zapped into their operating system that even when they want to break out, they cannot. Say what? Vulnerability. 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 You don't know. Many things happen to you when you are vulnerable, even as a child. Some of us, do you even know why some of us are here? That's why, as a kingdom man, take care as you are getting married. Like most of us are not married, you don't have kids. Take care, and in the seasons of vulnerability, make sure your child does not become anything that the world offers to him or her. Some of us are here because in the seasons of our vulnerability, somebody offered us a date. So I came when I was 90 years. I said, I don't want to do ministry. It's a lie. In your seasons of vulnerability, somebody was pregnant with you, and he was in Akabantokuba. Elabarakutasude. Factored ordinations, reconfigured things. You came out of this realm as a seed of eternity, a bullet shot from eternal realm. Meanwhile, are you with me? Such also happens for the kingdom of darkness. There are people that found themselves in this realm from when they are small. They are heartless. They started believing that that's how they were made. No, it's a lie. Something has been working from the days that you were vulnerable and you never knew. The Lord will bring deliverance and heal many souls in the name of Jesus. There are many destinies in God you cannot carry if you are not delivered from that. Those pains. You can climb high and Satan will bring you down in a moment. Hear me. Vulnerability. Imagine a guy that is raped. A guy, oh, you think he's only ladies? Should I even tell you? Should I tell you? The truth is that I know they say ladies are raped. There are more cases of guys being raped than ladies. Yes. Because the nature of men is never to talk. Yes, now. The nature of men is never to talk. They will carry it. They will carry it. Sometimes they are fellow men. Sometimes women older than them. You know what happens to those men? They will now get up and become the bad things you are seeing in the society. It's as a result of demonic courts that entered them, reconfigured their operating system when they were vulnerable. They were innocent. They didn't know anything. Satan took them by as a result of somebody else's wickedness to a part of darkness. Their soul never recovered from the darkness that it was exposed to. Their tread upon the face of the earth became reconfigured as a result of those experiences. Some of them can deny it, yet inside. Some of them came to a point where they started, they were not delivered though. They became born again and they started living by suppression. Say suppression. Suppression is never deliverance. It means that those experiences, you put it down. But Satan knows that he still has a foothold in your life. When it matters, he will still come. He will still come. You need to be delivered. You need to be delivered. Terrible things happen when people were in campuses. Terrible things happen when they were in boarding schools. Terrible things happen when they were small and young. When they were even children like this, they carried them to idols. They carried them to witch doctors that they called pastors. And they did all kinds of stuff with your children. You now woke up and want to serve God. It's hard for you. You are struggling to serve God. You are fighting a warfare that is bigger than you. We will take away those places from Satan this night in the name of Jesus. Satan is wicked though. He's a wicked devil. Have you read the scripture? Have you seen how wicked he is? Do you know what he did with Job? If it was not that God told him, see, don't touch his life, he would have touched his life. For some believers, it has come to the point that the only thing restraining Satan is simply because God said, don't touch his life. Satan has literally touched every part of their life. Demons have displayed their goods. Satan has found them as an occasion to show forth how wicked he is. You don't need to go far to ask to look for a life that has been messed up. All you need to do is to look upon them, and you will see where Satan really dealt with men. They became testimonies of how much Satan can bring a man down. Those seasons has passed. The deliverance of God comes around your life. The places of your vulnerability, we have to deal with it today. It is not something you hide. Oh, you can hide it. He knows. Hiding does not save anybody. And he shall know the truth. And the truth will what? Meanwhile, before the truth sets you free, it will make you mad first. Then it will set you free. Something like child abuse. I say rape. What of child abuse? There are people that lived with people and all those sort of things. What they did to you in somebody's house from your childhood, you swore. Let me give you a small example. You think it's a joke, even in small matters. There are people that never believes anything good can happen for them because of what they suffered in childhood. Once that thing happens, demons will take occasion, will take advantage of those things and begin to wreak havoc. I went to stay with somebody just for 3 weeks. So one day they cooked rice. And then they cooked it with chicken. One kind chicken like that. If you see what they did to me with this chicken, I'm telling you, from that day to today, I still find it hard to eat chicken. What happened to me in one day? I still find it hard to what? Eat chicken. You don't know how much impact those things had in your life. You don't know. Some of them is what shaped your worldview. I don't know if we'll finish even the demonic footholds. There are a few things I need to move fast and teach you how to minister deliverance. Okay, thank God. Fleshly desires. Number two, fleshly desires. Fleshly desires. For example, somebody that did drugs, fornication, adultery. Yes. Fleshly desires. You have read the book of Galatians. Give me three fruits, manifestation fruits of the flesh. Number one, what? Idolatry. Number two, lasciviousness. Number three, you have gone to Bible school now, the two of you. Answer. Is he there? Impurity. What translation are you using? Throw that thing away. Uncleanliness. Which one again? Witchcraft. Hatred. Strife.
Eh? Eh? Abbas. What translation is that? I've not read Abbas in King James. So all these translations that we are having everywhere. Emulations. Pride. Eh? These things are the works of the flesh. And anytime they manifest, they give Satan foothold. Heresy. That one is the most terrible. That one is one of the most terrible in this last days. But let me not go there. Somebody that is given to pride. Satan will come and come and come again. Anger, he will come and come and come again. All of us know fornication, so there is no need going to fornication. Strife. There is nothing that disorganizes a body and a unit like this, that allows Satan to attack us as a unit like this, like strife. Satan will come and interpret some things in such a way to you. Satan has not given you interpretation. Oh no, he can give interpretation. No. He can run commentary. Say commentary. Have you seen Bible commentary? Satan can run commentary for you. You say, I told you that lady, he's trying to see the way she's walking now. Just be watching it. Just be watching it. He do it, her head like this. It is to show you she plaited new hair. She didn't do it yesterday. You notice that you have not had money to plait your own hair. For example, watch it. You see, it's because you tied her tie today. She will preach about it. She will say, it's not about her tie. It's not about. And the person might not know. The person might even know or might not know. And will come and say, it's not about her tie. You say, I said it. See, as a we told you, is you are now working with word of knowledge. Is word of knowledge, is discerning of spirit that helped you to pick this thing in the spirit before you manifested. Hey, Satan, he can run commentary, and by the time he is through, the havoc that strife will hardly will a place. It is sad. The Bible said, wherever there is strife, there is every evil work in that place. It gives rise for every other evil work. Yes, once there is strife, any other thing can happen. I don't need to talk about fornication. Sometimes, when you fall into fornication, Satan will collect the crown that is on your head. It's not your yes. Guess what? What you don't know is that when you find yourself in fornication, it doesn't leave you the way it left you. No, it will leave a seed in you to make you want to come back. You can cry for 2 weeks. On the third week, the young lady will send you a text message and tell you that she is sorry for making you fall. She is sorry for making you, you know, as you will now say another. She will call you on the phone to say, let me call you to apologize. Say, apologize. Hey! I've told you the story now. A fellowship president and the vice, I've forgotten who wrote it. They fornicated with each other. And that is the problem. He never leaves you the same. And they now went and met the elders of the church and confessed. They brought them out. They cried in front of everybody. They gave them suspension and everything. And they now went to their place of prayer to rededicate themselves to God. Say, rededicate themselves. Where they went to pray, they did it again. People that people that came out and cried and they forgave them, gave them suspension, everything and all that, went back to God, cry out to God, hey, Father, from today we have given up, and they were crying, and then cried over to the other side. Satan, we wait for you. Take away all the footholds, and then naturally you have kept demons and devils at bay and away. It was Jesus himself that said that the prince of this world came, but he what? Not. That means the operation of the prince of this world is predicated upon a fact that if he finds anything, he needed to find greed in the heart of Judas to be able to operate. Is it not true? To find lust for position and influence in the heart of Peter to find expression. Jesus says, Satan, get thee behind me, for thou savourest not the things of God. Anytime there is an occasion you gave Satan, anytime there is a propensity to an act of the flesh, you are giving Satan space. People don't always say, they say, God has forgiven me, the blood of Jesus, the sins forever, whatever, and demons have taken control. They have gathered you. Some people have become agents of Satan. They are pastors. Simply because they continue giving occasion to Satan, they become transmitters, even as they are pastors. They are sleeping with one church member to another. Resign, my friend. Resign before you will go to hell. Come out from that useless ministry. You are not rewarded for ministry. You are rewarded for faithfulness. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. It's not the person that is carrying the mic on the pulpit that receives the highest reward. It is the person that was faithful to his calling. You notice Satan has taken you to the cleaners. Drop the mic. Don't be saying, do you know some people that are clapping for you? They are seeing you as mighty sister and brother. You are gone. You know you are gone. You know you are gone. You need help. Drop everything. Let them laugh at you. I was doing youth service. Initially, when I entered, I was not able to balance the work I was doing and my spiritual life and everything. They said, are you not the prayer man and all those things? In fact, when I entered, because you have heard my story, I entered with 72 days fast. Say 72 days. I come at war. I was burning. Those days, they called me. My nickname was, I served at Ogun State. My nickname was Ogun Fire. It was my friend Toby that gave me that name. Say Ogun Fire. Ayakatwa. It was fire indeed. Until I noticed that we do devotion, and I go to work by 7, come back by 5, do excuse meeting, prayer, excuse me. Before we finish, I will now start writing lesson notes, all those things. It will be 2 in the night. I can't pray, I can't study Bible. The man said, are you not a man of God? Come and do. I said, no, I'm dying. I said, I'm dying. Help me, God. They wanted to push me to come and manifest. I took mic and scattered everywhere. It was the anointing upon that was working. The anointing within that regulates the oppression of God upon the life of a man, it has gone. I was going down. They now asked me, is it not that God called you to ministry? It was then that a revelation struck me that saved my life till today. I don't know where it came from. They were trying to make, and I was withdrawing. When they asked me, I said, see, I was first
a Christian. Have you heard this? I said I was first a Christian before I became a minister. The power of my ministry is generated from my relationship with my father. My relationship with my father is suffering, is suffering, is suffering. You still want to continue doing ministry just because everybody has known you and 1,000 people gather to listen to you? You are a foolish person, no? It's a sign that you are not wise. Wise men like us, we drop everything. They'll be laughing at you. Let them laugh at you. In 3 years' time, we will take scores. In 5 years' time, wise men, they will still be standing. Their process, their capacity to yield to the demands of God, discern what is happening in this realm of the spirit and respond accordingly, will become the chronicles of how they walked with God. And the testimony of their walk of faith will be what will strengthen men in their path and walk with God. When men look upon how much you are able to yield with God and walk in that path, they will be strengthened in their walk with God. You will become an example, a model for men that seek to walk the righteous path and to be chronicled in the paths that are eternal. They seek great things in God and you have become an example to them. You knew when to stop, you knew when to run, you knew when to fight, you knew when to retreat. You are a wise man. Hey, can we finish? Oh, we need to pray. Hey. You need to ask God. Whatever doesn't look like you, that is reflecting in me, take it away. Take it away. Stabora samatambre porososa namaha. When you take away all the footholds that Satan have in your life, his regime will be taken away. Most of the time, anytime you notice that anything is happening in the life of a believer as against what is captured in the scripture that is supposed to be his experience, it can be traced to the fact that the prince of this world came and he found something. What is Satan finding in your life? What are demons still finding attractive in your life? Some of the times your eyes will not be able to see them. You need to ask God, show me, show me. We need to die again to the desires of the flesh, to the propensities of the fallen man. Jesus said the prince of this world came and he didn't find fornication. He came, he didn't find greed. He came, he didn't find pride. He came, he didn't find adultery. He came, he didn't find corruption. He came, he didn't find loss. He came. After tonight, Satan will come and he will never find any occasion to afflict your life, to oppress your life, because his platform and landing point has been taken away. Somebody pray. I yield to you afresh. Out of the ashes, am I dying today? I see the breaking of a brand new day. He who is the name of the Lord alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. Out of the ashes, I'm a dying today. You need to die. When people speak, you get angry. It's a sign of pride.
When they point out to something in your life, try to correct you, you get angry. Whether they are correct or not is not the issue. The issue is that you still have a self, a pride, a self-esteem, a works to protect. You are not dead yet, my friend. Satan can take occasion, demons can take occasion of that and rob you of the labors that you have labored for. The things that are yours, he will rob you of it. He knows that your pride will not allow you. What you have labored for, another person will come and enjoy, because you refuse to die to the flesh. God, deal with the propensity. Deal with it. Deal with it. Out of the ashes, let a new man live. I desire to be clothed with the new man that is Christ, created after the righteousness and true holiness.
Out of the ashes, am I dying today? I see the breaking of the brand new day. Oh my God, he who is the name of the Lord, alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. On that day, only the name of the Lord will be known. Only the name of the Lord will be known. Only Jesus will be seen. Only Jesus. All the shades of demons and darkness of flesh and Satan will be blotted away. Will be blotted away. Will be blotted away. Amahasa sela ventura. Rekupana hasambre. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. You need to mortify the flesh by the Spirit. Mortify the deeds of the body. Mortify the deeds of the flesh. That is where Satan finds occasion to work his wickedness, afflict, manipulate. Tasa le monta babarahanantari. Reto sata banahad. Reto banahate kombe. Pariata babalata babanateria. Sate boro sambre da papa na hatali. Breto poko sata pananta brada papaya. In the next 2 minutes, so satale. Breko patamananta peperatia. Apakumbre, apakumbre. Patua tapata kamrata patalia. Amrata baya. Are you dead or are you alive? Are you dead? Are you dead? Paul said, this thing I do, I died in. By the Spirit, mortify, Holy Ghost, 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 mortify the lust, the ambition, the flesh, the desires, mortify, 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 mortify. We expose it, we expose it. We are not hiding, we are not pretending, we are sincere. Oh, 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 oh. Sola bana hambre da paka penata. Rapa pora sasa na mantebre kapata mana. Out of the ashes, am I dying today? I see the breaking of a brand new day. Can you see it? Here is the name of the Lord. Alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. Out of the ashes, am I dying today? I see the breaking have a brand new day. He who is the name of the Lord, alone is glorified. I see the breaking, have a brand new day. Heart of the ashes, I'm a dying today. I see the breaking of a brand new day. He who is the name of the Lord, hallowed is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. As we come before the communion table, if you are listening to us online, get something to signify the blood and the body of our Lord. Get anything quick. Whether it's bread, whether it's biscuit, whether it's wine, whether it's drink, whether it's water, anything. Just get it quickly. As we bless. As we decree, by the covenant that is found in this, everything that Satan has found in your life as an occasion to work his work is hereby nullified. Are you with me? By your prayers, you have given God permission to work a new work in your life. And then the work of Satan will be taken away. All the footholds that Satan had in your life, especially in the seasons of your vulnerability, will be taken away in the name of Jesus. There are a lot of things that happen in your life in many seasons past. You have even forgotten about them, thinking by trying to forget about them that they have stopped. No, they have not stopped. You have to intentionally. And as we come intentionally to the communion table, all those things are dealt with by the blood. The new covenant that is in Christ Jesus. The fullness of the life of God was invested in that blood, such that he has capacity to minister life, especially where there is death. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I consecrate this communion table. And I ask you by this consecration in the name of Jesus Christ, that indeed, that the full force, revelation, power, life, covenant that is represented in your blood, in your name, in your sacrifice, we find expression even in this token. And that by our consecration indeed, it will represent in our body, and by our participation, the life that is in your blood, the life that is in your body. And let the resources, the possibilities that is in your body and in your blood become ours. We know that there is no death in your life. We know that there is no sickness in your life. There is no curse. There is no affliction. There is no demon in your life. And by this token, let every door that is open to Satan be closed permanently in the name of Jesus Christ. Come to the communion table. Come to the communion table. One after another. Let's follow. Be fast because of time. Be fast. Out of the ashes, I'm a dying today. Paul was speaking to the people in the book of 1 Corinthians. He said, when you partake of this, that you do remember my death. As you partake, you do remember my death. Out of the ashes, I'm a dying today. I see the breaking of a brand new day. He who is the name of the Lord, alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. Death is ministered so that a new day will break forth. I need you to pray and believe this. It's happening. It's finally happening. That's what is finally happening. It's finally happening.
Something that took so long and it didn't happen is finally happening. It's finally happening. It's finally happening. It's finally happening.
Out of the ashes, I'm dying today. I see the breaking of a brand new day. Here is the name of the Lord.
In the name of Jesus, you can partake and pray for 30 seconds.
And 13th of next month, we are going to have 24 hours. Somebody needs to clap. Are you not happy? This my but this we will split it into 2 days instead of 1 day. I noticed that some people almost died. In fact, they died. So that you know, is so for 2 days, 12 hours or more. I know it will be more than 12, but let's just make it 12 so that you will see it now. We'll be going, you won't want to go. It's always like that. When you think about the time, you say, Kai, how can this thing happen? Until you enter. When you finish, you will now know indeed that there is such a thing as grace. 12th and 13th, make sure you tell everybody you are free to go now in Jesus' name because of time. Bye. Tomorrow we meet again 4:30 p.m. Fat, come before 4:30. There was commotion here before 4:30.